She liked outguessing him because she was never sure she actually did outguess him. Getting back to what you were saying about Gilly not being the epicenter of the Archbishop Papal Legate's map, she said, settling deeply into her chair. What do you think would shake that reverend gentleman sufficiently to make Gilly the pivot of his world? The priest smiled ruefully. Impossible to say. A coup of some sort? The sudden saving of 1,000 souls? A sudden capacity to heal the lame and the blind? But the age of miracles is past. Oh, come now, I doubt that. It's just that he's altered his technique. These days he uses money. What a cynic you are. Maybe that's why I like you so much, Mrs. Carson. My name is Mary. Please, call me Mary. Minnie came in wheeling the tea trolley, as Father de Bricassart said. Thank you, Mary. Over fresh bannocks and anchovies on toast, Mary Carson sighed. Dear Father, I want you to pray especially hard for me this morning. Call me Wraith, he said, then went on mischievously. I doubt it's possible for me to pray any harder for you than I normally do, but I'll try. Oh, you're a charmer! Or was that remark innuendo? I don't usually care for obviousness, but with you I'm never sure if the obviousness isn't actually a cloak for something deeper, like a carrot before a donkey. Just what do you really think of me, Father de Bricassart? I'll never know because you'll never be tactless enough to tell me. Will you? Fascinating. Fascinating. But you must pray for me. I'm old and I've sinned much. Age creeps on us all, and I too have sinned. A dry chuckle escaped her. I'd give a lot to know how you've sinned. Indeed, indeed, I would. She was silent for a moment, then changed the subject. At this minute I'm minus a head stockman. Again? 5 in the past year. It's getting hard to find a decent man. Well, rumor hath it, you're not exactly a generous or a considerate employer. Oh, impudent, she gasped, laughing. Who bought you a brand new Daimler so you wouldn't have to ride? Ah, but look how hard I pray for you. If Michael had only had half your wit and character, I might have loved him, she said abruptly. Her face changed, became spiteful.